The consumer debtor attorneys in here, none of them would say that they do limited representation. But if you talk to academics and other people about what limited representation is, we all do limited representation. Older lawyer told me a long time ago that an unlimited scope of representation and a flat fee is a bad combination. Okay? You want to try to avoid that. So I don't know any debtor attorneys that do legal services agreement that don't exclude certain things from their legal services agreement. For example, my legal services agreement says that if you get a 523 action, I'm not going to handle that for you unless we have a separate agreement on fees. When you talk to consumer debtor lawyers, what I would consider to be limited representation would be, I'm going to do the paperwork for you, but I'm not going to sign it, and you're going to file it on yourself, and then you're going to be on your own. Or I'm going to do the paperwork for you, and I'm going to go to the 341 with you, but I'm not going to attend. I'm not going to handle reaffirmation agreements for you. But I don't know of anybody that doesn't limit their representation in some form, because otherwise it's going to be tough to make a living doing that.
Well, there are two things in engagement letters, and there's a huge tension about engagement letters, but there's two things that have to be in there. Who's the client? And there has to be a disclaimer that nobody else is the client. So this is my client, nobody else is the client. And then secondly, there has to be a scope of engagement. And this is whether it's a bankruptcy case or any kind of case. Your best protection to avoid grievances and malpractice lawsuits is a tight scope of engagement in your letter. I'm going to represent you in this and not this, this, and this. Or I'm going to represent you relating to this cause of action and not anything else.